For now, let's get back to the Alex Burrows and Canucks discussion with Ian McIntyre, Sportsnet.ca's very own. iMac, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, belated happy Thanksgiving to you fellows. Everyone's still stuffed? Nobody had breakfast today?
Oh, yeah, I don't think I can eat for a couple of days still. I'm still feeling like heartburn and all that stuff's coming through.
But it's all good.
It is. We're thankful for it, Ian. We are thankful for it. The big story, of course, is Alex Burrows. And, you know, he says he's treating it as just another game and it won't be too emotional. But I have a hard time not seeing Burrows getting a little emotional after what will most likely be a raucous ovation for him.
Yeah, and he's a player who had sort of a visceral reaction to everything, good and bad, and sometimes it got him into trouble, but it's what made Alex Burrows such a passionate Canuck and an effective hockey player. And I think it is going to be emotional for him tonight. I'm sure there will be some sort of scoreboard tribute for him after all that he gave to this organization, all the years that he played. You know, thinking about Burrows over the weekend, because people were talking about their favorite Burrows memories and the goal against Chicago and others, I remember how emotional he was when he talked about Stefan Ogier. And he was close to tears as he was describing how, and this is his opinion, his version of events, how this referee was out to get him and got him. And not only did he get Burrows, he got the Canucks because they lost on power play goals that night. He just, I think, was as dirty as he could be on the ice. And there's no other way to put it. I mean, you can't be biting people on the ice, but you know, those instances were offset by how honest and how earnest he was as a person. So if he says he's not going to be emotional tonight, I'm going to say this is one of the times maybe he's being a little dishonest or maybe he doesn't know himself, but I think he will be emotional tonight.
Oh, I think so, absolutely, too. But how much did he mean to his teammates? Because we saw last year, and I know at the deadline when you move guys out, you know, it deflates a room, especially a room that has as many veterans as the Canucks did. But what did he mean to his teammates in Vancouver?
Well, everybody loved Alex because he was one of those guys. And generally, the Canucks have had a good room over the years. But Burrows was one of those guys who could hang with the Black Aces, the guys who weren't playing, and then go out and play with the Sedins on the first line, score a goal, and the next day he's, you know, talking to the backup goal. He's just one of those guys who was universally liked. He has such an amiable personality about him, which probably surprises people all around the league of just what a nice, easygoing, likable fellow on a personal level that Alex Burrows is. And I also think that although these guys are millionaires many times over in most cases, I mean, what's the average salary now between 3 and 4 million? People respected what Alex Burrows did to get to the NHL. And I don't mean the chirping and crossing the line at times, but I mean pulling himself up from the East Coast League to the American Hockey League. The American Hockey League, which he thought he'd struck it rich when he got an AHL component to his EHL deal. And guys just respected that. They know how hard he worked to get there. They could see how hard he worked every day to stay there. And when he left, there was a void in that room. I think to some degree, there's still a void. I think this is a team that's got to build an identity of what they're going to be. We know that they want to be younger, faster team, but they need to build an identity in the dressing room as well about what kind of team they're going to be.
Ian, is there one special moment that will define Alex Burrows' career with the Vancouver Canucks, or is that unfair because this guy just has so many highlight reel moments?
No, I don't think it's unfair because what is sports but a collection of moments? You know, it's not the grinding, tactical games we remember. It's the moments of brilliance, and Alex Burrows delivered a couple of those. I think as far as a hockey moment goes, it's just hard to overlook his goal in Game 7 OT against the Chicago Blackhawks in the same way that Pavel Bure, for all the fabulous things he did in Vancouver and the number of goals he scored, it's hard to overlook his Game 7 OT goal against the Calgary Flames in 1994 as his greatest moment, mm-hmm. because these were goals that not only won big games, are remembered by anyone who was watching them, but these were goals that in a way kind of reframed the franchise. You know, that team that Burrows was on should have won the Stanley Cup, but at least they went to the Stanley Cup for the first time since 1994, in the same way that Bure's goal redefined the organization and kind of ushered in this era of mostly superior hockey for a team that had mostly been a laughing stock before. So I'll always remember that Burrows goal, but I'll always remember Burrows. He was such a terrific guy to cover.
With all this said, of course, the Senators still lacking Erik Karlsson, we assume, for at least tonight. We'll know a little bit better as the morning skates progress. But, you know, with no real superstar, so to speak, up front for the Senators, would this be the game to rotate in Brock Besser?
I would think that they'll want to get Besser in. I don't know that he'll play tonight. I hope he plays tonight. I think he probably should. I think the Besser stuff, it really came down to his lack of speed. I mean, it is the weakest part of his game at the moment. The good thing is we know from Bo Horvat that you can really improve your foot speed even at this level. And Besser's a young player, and I'm sure he will improve that. I think that's what his scratch was about on Saturday, that the Oilers are one of the fastest teams in the league. I think the Senators are a different team, period, but especially without Karlsson, who's their green light guy and skates all over the ice. I think it's a game that Brock Besser should get in tonight, but the suspense, I guess, will last, about another 2 hours, and then we'll all know.
We're talking Ian McIntyre from Sportsnet.ca here on Sportsnet 650. So if he gets into the lineup, I know a lot of fans are saying, get Bermistrov out, get Vanek out, but do you think that the most likely person to come out for Besser would be Jake Virtanen?
Yeah, I do. I think for a while it is going to be infrequent that both of those guys, barring injury, of course, I think it'll be infrequent initially that both of those guys are in the lineup. It will happen sometimes. But once they get in, then it's up to them. I mean, if Brock Besser gets in tonight and scores two goals, I guarantee you he's going to be in the next game. Now, it's unfair, of course, and I'm not suggesting that's what he has to do to stay in the lineup. But ultimately, when you get your chance, you have to seize it. And I think to some degree, it'll be up to Brock Besser and Jake Virtanen and how much they play based on how well they play. And we have to remember, our perception of how well they play might not be the same criteria that Travis Green is using for how well they play. So bear that in mind. But if they get in the lineup, then they have an opportunity to play the next game by playing well in that game. I'd like to see them both myself, because, the Canucks are going to need these guys. But it's only one game into an 82-game season, and we may have to wait a little bit to see if they're both going to be regulars.
You touched on Travis Green because yesterday he really eloquently spoke about the decision to sit Brock Besser in the opener, and he knew there was going to be backlash. But he said just what you pointed out. They evaluate his play differently than what fans may and what the media may do just by watching it up from the stands or watching it on TV. How well do you think Travis Green is going to do in this market given his ability to communicate and rationalize his decisions?
Well, I think it helps, and I think he's very aware of those challenges, and I think he's probably just, that half-generation younger than Willie Desjardins was, and is a little more communicative, so I think he's better equipped to handle this market than Willie was. But I also think that Travis, to a large degree, is in a position of strength here because we're going to debate, we're going to discuss all these all these little things that go into a hockey season, including ice times and roles and who's healthy and who's scratched. But the baseline to all of this is that the Canucks are in a rebuilding phase. Nobody expects them to win right now. And Travis Green is going to have time. He's going to be granted time to shape this team, create that identity I was talking about, develop players on the timeline that he thinks is appropriate. And although it's going to cause angst and criticism in the market, it doesn't change the fact that he is going to be given time with this team. And I think he knows that as well. But I'm glad that he's trying to, if not get out front of these stories, at least keep up with them and not just leave a void there for people to try to guess at what he's thinking and have him explain it. And so I think that's terrific that he did that with Besser.
Ian, is this going to be one of the biggest games for the Canucks this season? I know it's only game two of 82,
No. I don't see any way that it's going to be one of the biggest games this season, but finish your question.
I was just going to say, emotionally speaking, for Alex Burrows, his homecoming return.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I understand. I don't mean statistically. I mean, it's game two of 82, of course. But emotionally speaking, it's looking ahead, it's hard to see how many games the Canucks will really be into it performance-wise. Of course, it's still too early to say, but right now, with the Alex Burrows homecoming, obviously there's going to be a lot of players who feel, you know, a certain connection to this guy, and fans too as well.
I think it's going to be a nice night to be in the building. I think it's going to be a good night for fans and the people who have cheered for Alex Burrows for a decade. I think we'll remember seeing him come back for the first time in a uniform other than the Canucks. But for the hockey team, I think they've got many bigger nights than this one to come.
Well, we certainly hope so, because it's going to be a long season. And if the high point is tonight, then we have a long 80 games to go after that. But Ian, great stuff as always. Make sure you check out his work on sportsnet.ca, and I'm sure you'll hear him on the airwaves tonight as well. Thanks so much, Ian.